It's time to meet the men from the ministry. We present the men from the ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of the government service. Men who keep the machinery of government in the right gear. Striped trousers, black jackets, and bowler hats. Some offices may be cluttered and untidy, but in general assistance department, they are always putting things in order.
What are you doing, Mr. Lamb?
I'm putting these 10 Puffy brand slogans in order. If I get them right, I win a washing machine.
Well, what would you do with a washing machine?
Climb into it every morning, I suppose. Jolly useful, you know. I've always hated sponging round between my shoulder blades.
Which slogan have you put first?
Let's see now. I like Puffy Bran because it contains crispy bran bits. It keeps me going all day.
Going where?
Well, that's hardly the point, Mildred. Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Morning,
number one. I've got a bit of exciting news for you.
Oh, don't tell me that the staff canteen have got chicken burgers on again.
No.
Far better than that, number two. I've heard from a reliable source that you and I may shortly be making a trip to America.
America? That's where Elvis Presley comes from. Well, he doesn't exactly come from it. He stays there. But if he ever came, that's where he'd come from, if you see what I mean.
Yes, I think I do, but I think that will be all, Mildred. Thank you very much. Off you go.
Aye, sir. Only as far as the kettle and the teapot.
General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown speaking.
Stand up straight, number two. It's the permanent undersecretary.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
I've got a bit of news for you, Lennox Brown. You and Lab are going to America.
America, did you say, Sir Gregory? My word, what a surprise.
I thought it would be. Documents and tickets are all fixed up. You're off tomorrow. Case of crockery samples at the London airport.
Splendid, Sir Gregory. I'm sure the President and I will get along. Crockery samples?
Yes, that's what you're going for. Show some British crockery to the New York Chamber of Commerce. Cups, saucers, plates, that sort of thing.
Crockery samples, cups and plates? But I'm not a travelling salesman, Sir Gregory.
Maybe you weren't, Lennox Brown. Now you are. Changing to the guard, suit plates, you bring in a flood of export orders and you handle it right. That's why we're sending a senior civil servant. Prestige, you know.
If you put it like that, I suppose it's all right.
I do put it like that, Lennox Brown. So go over there and get your finger bowls out.
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory, and do give my regards to... Did you hear that, number two?
Yes, number one. He does shout rather. Isn't it exciting?
Oh, off tomorrow, eh?
Yes, we'll have to settle all outstanding problems today.
Problems?
Yes, there's the new file covers. What color shall I order? Mildred used all the blue ones to line her drawers.
Yes, I see. Well, look, why not have red ones next time?
Right. I'll make a note on my blotter. Files must go over to reds. And now, how about this broken pencil sharpener? It must have had a defect to get clogged so easily. It couldn't even shred a piece of cheese.
Hang on. What's the name on it? The New Life Pencil Sharpener Company, Manchester. We'll look, drop them a line and hide this old one behind the curtains. The cleaner will have it.
Right. I'll jot that one down, too. A defect, New Life, behind curtain. There we are.
All this scribbling notes on your blotter, don't you ever forget to look at it?
Oh, no, that's my system. I carry a little notebook and I write notes in it to remind me to look at my blotter.
But don't you ever forget to look at your notebook?
Oh, no. I've got a reminder on my blotter.
How silly of me to ask. Look, the main thing is, don't forget to turn up at the airport tomorrow.
Oh,
I say, number one, isn't it exciting actually being in America?
Now, come along, let's unpack. Those Chamber of Commerce people are meeting us in the foyer at 5.
Yes, thank heavens we haven't got that big crate full of crockery to deal with. That was a wise move, leaving it in the airport luggage deposit.
Have you got those personal essentials I told you about?
Oh, yes, yes. 40 packets of tea and a dozen bottles of English water.
Oh, that's good. It'll save us boiling any. Can't be too careful when you're abroad, you know.
That's right, number one.
Tell me, do you find it rather warm in this room? Is there something wrong with the air conditioning or something?
Yes, it is rather hot. We're on the sunny side of the hotel, of course. Perhaps we could ask to be moved to the other side.
Good idea. We'll have a word with the manager later.
I'll make a note to remind us.
You're in luck, number two. The hotel provides a desk and a blotter.
This place is too hot for us. Arrange to go over to the other side.
Good. That's fine. Now let's get on, number two. We must be in good time to meet those Chamber of Commerce people in the foyer.
Hey, Knuckles.
Hi, Al.
Thought you was never coming.
Yeah, but took longer than we figured breaking up Maxie's pool room. Now, what's the deal? The boss said just to meet you here at the hotel.
You ever hear of Johnny the Dude?
Johnny the Dude? What mob's he with?
Ain't with no mob. Works all over the world. He's a limey, see? Best forger in the business. The boss says he's over here with his sidekick, English Sid.
Limeys, huh? And what they doing here?
The boss said they done a little job for the Chicago mob, see? Made a brand new set of counterfeit doll plates. They're on the way to deliver them.
Right through our territory, huh?
Yeah. So we grab these guys, see? Then we get the phony plates off them, see? Then we dump these guys in the river.
Swell, but I mean, how are we gonna know these guys?
Like I said, they're limeys. You know how them guys dress. Bowler hats, striped pants, plus fours and all that jazz. There can't be more than two guys walking about in fancy dress like that.
Yeah, but hey, Al, look, coming out the elevator. Look, that's them.
Yeah. Say, there's a couple of ripe bananas, all right. Okay, Knuckles, let's go and get them. Oh, keep it gentle. The boss don't want no rough stuff in all there. Okay, Buster, just keep walking. Only make it out through that door there.
I beg your pardon? Are you talking to us?
That's right,
Buster. Yeah, like we got a little surprise for you, dude.
Dudes? Bud and Buster? What are these people talking about, number two?
Don't worry, number one. It's just the local dingo. I think they must be our hosts.
Oh, well, our
hosts, of course.
Good gracious, yes, of course, yes.
How do you do, gentlemen? I think you must be our reception committee.
Yeah, you might call it that.
Say, you're a couple of cool tomatoes.
I am not a cool tomato, am I, number two?
You knew that via reception committee, huh?
Well, my dear fellow, we scarcely imagined our arrival would pass unnoticed.
Hey, Al, you know, these guys are taking it too easy. They must have something planned.
No. We have nothing planned at all. We thought we'd put ourselves entirely in your hands.
Well, that's just dandy. Only remember, this ain't no pea shooter in my pocket.
I really didn't suppose it was. What is it?
It's a gun, bub. And it's loaded.
Good gracious me, you chaps are security conscious. Still, I suppose you can't be too careful with all these rustlers you got over here. Come on, out through the door.
Oh, I say, isn't it exciting? Oh, what a nice comfy car, Mr.
He's Knuckles and I'm Al. See? We were sent here to take you for a ride.
Oh, how very kind of you. Did you hear that, number one? These gentlemen are going to take us for a ride.
Oh, really, jolly. I expect they're going to show us the city.
Brother, all you'll be seeing is the river after we get what we want.
The river?
Oh, how very charming, the river. Look, I hear the river's delightful at this time of the year.
It's rather like Hampton Court, I expect, number one. I say, I hope we'll be warm enough. I left my overcoat in the hotel.
Oh, well, don't worry, Bob. I mean, the boss will fit you out with a nice new overcoat later.
Well, that's awfully generous of you.
Yeah, a trip to the river and a nice new cement overcoat.
Cement overcoat? Oh, my word, you've got to hand it to these chaps, number one. They certainly do wonders with these new man-made fabrics.
Hey, come on, can it, you two? Quit this gabbing all the time. You're driving me nuts.
I beg your pardon, like, I don't know what any of that meant, but it sounded dashed uncivil to me.
Steady, number one. He doesn't mean to be rude. You said yourself these colonials haven't much idea, and we are here to boost exports.
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Rell. I'm afraid I was rather hasty with you.
Well, that's okay, Papa. I guess I was. Hey, what's happening? I'm going crazy on my...
Well, I looked through their briefcases. They ain't got the phony plates with them.
Okay. Then we take them back to the boss. He'll find out where they stashed them. He's got ways of making people talk.
Ah, well, Mr. Boss, it's a great pleasure to meet you, and oh, what a pleasant office you have here.
Yeah, now listen, Limey, I ain't got time to waste this one of you talk.
Well, I've heard you chaps are fascinated by the English accents. How about this? The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
So you want to play games, huh?
Well, perhaps a quick rubber bridge later on. Meanwhile, I hope you're looking after my number two.
Now, don't worry. The boys are taking care of your sidekick right now, down in the basement.
Well, I'm afraid he may be starting a bit of a chill. I hope the heat's on down there.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is, Bob, it is. The boys will be giving him the treatment, you know, maybe tickling these tootsies with a red-hot poker, you know.
Oh, really, I shouldn't do that. He's not one of these newfangled remedies, you know. An aspirin and a glass of water is much better.
Now, look, Blimey, you're in a pretty hot spot.
Hmm? Yes, I am really rather near the radiator, aren't I? I'll pull up my chair a little bit. Yes, you Americans are pretty keen on central heating.
I think you can put that gun away, Mr. Al. I'm sure there's no danger down here.
That's what you think, Buster. Stick your feet in that bucket of wet cement.
Righto. I've read about this custom. They do it outside that Chinese theater in Hollywood, don't they? Preserving film stars' footprints for posterity.
Oh, boy. This guy's a fruitcake.
Fancy you wanting mine, eh? And right up as far as the knees, too. I must say I'm flattered.
Yeah, well, when the cement's dry, we'll be taking that trip to the river. You and your boss will be feeding the fishes, see?
Oh, feeding the fishes, eh? What fun. Oh, Sir Gregory would be pleased if he knew how we were getting on with you Americans.
For a lot of you, the weekend means a round of golf. Well, whether you're club champ or just play for fun, for after-action satisfaction, you've got to be a winner with Lexington, the smoke that's alive with rich, real, honest-to-goodness toasted tobacco flavor. Believe me, everything a man wants in a cigarette, Lexington's got, and then some. Try them once, you'll smoke them twice. Lexington. That's the one.
Coffee is like friendship. Rich, warm, and strong. There's nothing like that fresh and friendly flavor of choice coffee beans roasted to perfection. And it's yours to enjoy in Frisco. F-R-I-S-C-O. Frisco gives you all the warm, welcome satisfaction coffee's got. Coffee in an instant. Coffee at its best. Frisco Instant Coffee. This is the fresh roast flavor every coffee lover wants.
Ah, Miss Mervyn, good morning.
Ooh, it's Sir Gregory. Good morning, sir.
Have you had any word from Mr. Lennox Brown or Mr. Lamb?
No, sir. Not since they went yesterday, sir.
I've heard the American FBI on them this morning with some fantastic story that they've disappeared.
Disappeared? Ooh,
New York commerce people went to their hotel as arranged, and they weren't there. But the manager checked their rooms and found a note. Now the FBI think they've defected to the Russians.
Ooh, what did the note say?
This place is too hot for us. Arrange to go over to the other side.
Ooh, would you believe it?
No, I wouldn't. Lennox Brown and Lamb wouldn't do a thing like that. They're too loyal, too reliable, too scared. I thought I'd better check.
Are you near their desks?
Gee, you're not going to ask me to poke around in their private figures.
Why not?
Why not? Oh, hang on a moment. I found something on his blotter. Oh, he's always scribbling on that. It sort of jots things down to remind himself.
Well, what is it? What have you found?
Files must go over to Reds.
What?
Defect. New life behind curtain.
Oh, it's true. They have got over to the Russians.
Fancy.
I'll have to get New York on the phone. Heaven only knows where they are by now.
I don't get it, boss. We've been putting the pressure on those two limeys for hours, but they still don't scare.
Did you tell them it's curtain for them?
Yeah, and the dude just says, very kind. The light was getting in me eyes. Then I starts on his sidekick. I tell him it's no good, and he might as well spill the lot.
Yeah, then?
He says, what a pity. And then he tips over that bucket of wet cement that he's got his feet in.
Yeah, they're real cold cookies, all right.
Yeah, no, let me finish them off, boss. I ain't hardly bumped nobody in weeks. Can I knock them off?
No.
Not even a little bit.
No. Look, Al, we want them phony dollar police they're taking to the Chicago mob, right? They stashed them away somewhere and they won't talk, right?
Right.
Okay, so it looks like we're going to have to make a deal with them. Offer them money.
You mean I don't get to kill nobody?
Canada, Al. Canada. Let's go in.
Oh, there you are, gentlemen. Now, look, we've been thinking over what you said, Mr. Al.
Huh?
Yes, something about a couple of mugs and making it hot for us.
Yeah?
Yes, well, we'd like to accept. I'll have mine with milk and 2 lumps, please.
And don't forget to warm the pot.
Yeah, okay. Cut the joke, sir. Now, we're going to talk turkey.
Oh, dear, man, I'm afraid I don't speak that language. Look, my number two here can manage a little French, of course.
Now, start, will you, for Pete's sake? Now, I'm going to put this so you'll understand. I say, don't you know, old Pip, let's have a spot of jolly old cooperation. What blimey, stone the crows.
I beg your pardon.
Hello. Look, you got those plates now prepared to pay well for them.
There you are, number two. They do want to buy those plates and things we brought over with us.
Oh, good. I thought they'd never get around to talking business.
Yes. All this hospitality has been overwhelming. But after all, we are here to do a job. And we want these plates to make some money.
Well, that's what we want them for.
Yes, another. I'm quite sure we can come to some agreement if the price is right, of course.
You mean you're prepared to sell to the highest bidder? Yeah, well, why don't you say so before? Now you're talking my language.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that, but we do have some words in common.
Yeah, well, I'm offering 30 grand for those plates.
30 grand what?
That was $30,000, you know. $30.
Good gracious, that's, divide by, and then we do. That's a lot of money.
Leave this to me, number two. Now then, old chap, are you serious? $30,000 for the plates we brought over here?
$40,000.
My dear fellow, I can hardly believe my ears.
$50,000, that's my final offer.
Final offer, eh? Oh, very well, I agree, I suppose.
Okay. Al, you go get the dough from the safe and pack it in the suitcase.
Okay, boss.
A pour us a drink, gentlemen, and this costs a celebration, you know.
I say, number one, isn't that rather a lot of money for a crate of assorted dinner plates?
Not at all, number two. They're getting the cups and saucers as well. Anyway, they seem quite happy. Look, they've got no idea of the value of money, these Americans, you know.
Here we are, then. 4 fingers of rye on the rocks.
My word, it looks just like whiskey with ice.
Knuckles and Al could go with you and pick up the plates.
Oh, no, we're not going to pick up the plates. You'll have to attend to that yourself. You know, it's time we were getting back to the hotel.
No. Wait a minute.
Oh, boss.
No. Come on, Mr. Boss. Look, please don't quibble. Just we're all becoming such very good chums, eh? Do you want the plates or don't you?
He's got you over a barrel, boss.
Okay. But them plates are better be where you say they are.
Yes, of course. You'll find them in the left luggage at the airport.
And here's the ticket.
An Englishman worded his bond, you know, and I'm sure they'll be exactly what you're looking for. Come along, number two. You can carry all the money, would you?
You're letting them go, boss?
Sure. With Joey the nose on their tail.
Yeah.
We take a trip to the airport. We pick off the plates that Joey then we got them. He knocks off the limeys, brings back the dough, and that's that.
Gee, boss, what a brain. They ought to make you president.
Who wants to... Who wants to be president with all them gangsters about?
But them two limeys.
Yeah.
As soon as they got out on the street, they were spotted by a patrol wagon. The cops have picked them up. Smart work, Dooley. Smart work. Now get back on patrol.
I demand that these handcuffs be removed immediately.
Look at that light there. It's shining directly in my eyes. I've never known such treatment. Who are you, anyway?
I'm the FBI.
Nonsense! The Federation of British Industry don't employ people like you.
All right. Let's stick to the facts. You admit you're both red.
Of course we're red, and you'd be red if you've been bundled into a police car and whisked with sirens blaring is most embarrassing.
You the senior guy, huh? Lummox Brown?
Lennox Brown, if you don't mind.
Oh, I say, number one, he knows your name.
Every cop in New York knows your name. You be Richard Valentino Lamb.
Oh, well done. Yes, I...
Valentino, number two. You never mentioned it.
Okay. Now, let's get the facts. You guys better sing, and you better sing good.
Oh, well, let me think that'll help. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night.
Okay.
Couple of wise guys.
Then I'll tell you. We found a note in your hotel room.
More than we found during that song, isn't it? Anyway, go on.
You were going to take a powder.
Oh, why, I don't think so, though my number two did have an indigestion tablet last Thursday.
We consultationalized with your Sir Gregory Pitkin. He's got plenty of other evidence that you two were about to defect right now.
I can assure you, my dear fellow, my number two and I... About to what? To where?
Sir Gregory Pitkin, defect to Russia? Well, you've got it all wrong. We came here to do a deal with China.
You guys don't care who you sell out to, do you? The Western Alliance isn't safe with commies like you.
No. Please, just a moment, young man without the teeth. Look, you've made a serious accusation. I refuse to believe that Sir Gregory Pitkin shares these wild notions of yours.
Hello. Who? Ah, you got our message, then. It's your Sir Pitkin calling from London. He wants to speak to you.
Oh, good. I knew he'd stand by us. He'll never believe this nonsense, sir. Hello, Sir Gregory.
You traitor.
I beg your pardon.
They finally hunted you down like the blackguard you are, and it's Brown. As for that poor fool Lamb, he's too easily...
But, Sir Gregory, no, you can't possibly believe
it. I wash my hands of you. No doubt these American Johnnies will deal with the pair of you. Put you away in Sing Sing, no doubt.
Put us away where, Sir Gregory?
Sing Sing.
Oh, here we go again. I could have done... No, on second thought, I better not. Look... Now, my dear Sir Gregory, look, if you'll tell me what this is all about, I'm sure I can explain.
I'll tell you how we got on your little game. First, that note the Americans found in your hotel room. After that, I personally checked your office. Need I tell you what I found? Defect, new life behind.
So you see, Sir Gregory, it's all quite simple. The new life pencil sharpener will be found behind the curtain in our office. It has all been a terrible misunderstanding.
Anyone else, I wouldn't believe it. In your case. Well, look here. What on earth have you been all this time?
Ah, well, it's funny you should ask that. We've been doing a little business deal. We sold all that crockery you brought over and got rather a good price, actually.
Well, you didn't think a Chapley Avenue deal would make up for all this nonsense.
We got $50,000 just for the samples we bought.
All the inconvenience, the international ramifications, 50,000, you say? Oh, my dear Lennox Brown, I want you to know I never doubted your innocence for a moment.
No! Right, of course not, Sir Gregory.
Oh, you put me on to that FBI, Jimmy, will you? I'll explain the whole thing, have you free in no time.
Oh, it is nice to be back in our hotel room, isn't it, Number One?
Yes, it is indeed. I must say, Sir Gregory sorted out that business very neatly. And now we've got to do that crockery, we can get down to some sightseeing.
Yes. The hall porter said we ought to see the Bronx.
Looking forward to it. I've never seen a Bronx before. Pass me the morning paper, would you, if you can lift the thing.
Yes. I meant to show you. Look at this. On the front page... uproar at airport. Police arrest well-known gangsters.
Let's have a look. Police were called to Kennedy Airport when cursing and breaking crockery were heard in the left luggage depot. Mm. Really?
As it goes on, sobbing bitterly, Bugsy Orlandini, top mobster, threw himself into the arms of the police saying... This has finished me with crime.
Very interesting, Number Two. But what's that got to do with us?
Well, just look at this photograph of Bugsy Orlandini.
Have a look. But heavens, it looks like that nice Mr. Boss. You know, I believe it is that nice Mr. Boss.
That's what I thought. Oh, it's all so puzzling.
Oh, not really, Number Two. Don't you see what's happened? Oh, look at you. You should.
No, what happened?
Oh, it's obvious this newspaper's printed the wrong photo by mistake.
Oh, well, of course. Oh, what funny people these Americans are. Always getting hold of the wrong end of the stick.
Mumbling through was the men from the ministry with John Simpson and Roger Service. Also featured were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, and Pat Simpson. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor.
The Men from the Ministry was produced by Tom Meehan and recorded in the Durban studios of CTV by Cyril Kaye.